Okay. Okay, so let's start. Everybody had a nice Shabbos. Can you hear me? Okay. Yes. So first of all, I think I made a mistake last time. In regard to the Gemara and Chafei, where the Gemara is a shaila, whether the Baal can be Meichel and the Kinoi. So, by us, the Gemara doesn't speak out so much to Stoli HaSofik, but we saw the Shilta speaks out that Stoli HaSofik, the tzad that he cannot be Meichel is Keshav and Ashi Chaticha Disur. The tzad that he could be Meichel is because Bekpeda de Baal Talia Milsa. So, I thought that Bekpeda de Baal Talia Milsa means that since the Baal is Makbid, so that's what makes her Stira a Raglaim Adover, that there was Tumma. The fact that she flattered the kinui, that's what makes the stira an indication of tumah. And that's why it could be meichel. Because once he's meichel and it's no longer, then the stira is no longer a violation of his kinui. I think it's not true. And that got me, it got us into trouble because then we had difficulty understanding how could there be the Gemara is pashut that he could be meichel. That means the maskar of the Gemara is bekpeda de baal talia milsa. If bekpeda de baal talia milsa means it's the fact that she was over the kinui that makes the raglayim over. So how could there be a man da'omer the gemara, a tzad in the gemara that he could be meichel kinui even after the stira? He's meichel kinui after the stira. At the end of the day, she violated what she thought was his kinui. So there should be a raglayim over. It's not the pshat. That's not what bekpeda de baal talia milsa means, because the gemara has the exact same lashon bekpeda de baal talia milsa earlier in the gemara, and that's what you realize the hemshach of the early gemara. The Gemara there is talking about stam and averis al das yehudis. There's a din mit rabbanon that a woman who's averis al das yehudis, I mean, she violates minhagei tznius of that place, standards of tznius that are noyig in that place, so she loses her ksuba. So the Gemara is a shaila if the baal. Where's the shaila? Yeah, it's also then it's also Lakaima. It's also then it's also Lakaima. He's Mukhlit Megasher. So the Gemara says, what if he wants to be Mekayimer? So do we say Bekpeda de Baal Talia Milsa? And if he's not Mach, but he could be Mekayimer. Or maybe not, maybe it's also Lekayimer regardless. The Gemara is not Peshut the Baal. So there for sure, Bekpeda de Baal Talia Milsa doesn't mean because he was Machbid, that's why her being a Veres Aldas was semi worse. There's no Kinoi over there. It's not a good Kinoi. So Gemara Bet Stam, a woman was a Veres Aldas with this. She violated whatever the Minhag Yetznius were by Seyam Makam. And it's a din that's also Lekaimo. But he wants to be Lekaimo, he doesn't care. And the Gemara is a Shaila, is he a Bailim not to care? Because is the din that she loses the Ksuva because the Baal has the right to be Meitzir, so she loses the Ksuva. But if the Baal doesn't want to be Meitzir, that's in his discretion. He doesn't care about Minhag Yetznius. But we say that it's not in his discretion. But the Gemara uses the same lashon of Bekpeda de Baal Talia Milsa, and that's the exact same lashon that the Gemara uses when it talks about being meichel on the kinui. So I think it's clear that Bekpeda de Baal Talia Milsa does not mean that it's because of his. It doesn't mean what I thought it means. That because he was makbid, that's what makes the stira suspicious. And if he's not makbid, the stira is not suspicious. That's not the pshat b'chal. The pshat is that the kinui is a shavya nafshe katicha disur. Both of them are going shavya nafshe katicha disur. The kinui, the Torah gave him a koyach. That with the kinui, he could be Mechel Chalois, that is still Aser. And now anyone wants to know, to what extent is he a Bailam of that Chalois? Do we say that, yet Shavian Asher Chatichet Isur, he can make the Chalois, but he's not, but once it's when he made once he made the Chalois, the Golem is out of his control. And he doesn't, he can't turn it off. You know, he can activate it, but he doesn't have the way, he doesn't have the way, he doesn't have to turn it off. Now it's out of control. Like AI, who knows what it'll do? But we say no. The Torah made him the Kayat to make this Chalois. And now he's a Balaam on the Chalois, and he can turn it off. It's totally in his Kayat. If he wanted to turn it off, he could turn it off. And the Maskalim was, he could turn it off. He is a Balaam. The Gemara says he's only a Balaam, close man, that the steer didn't happen. But once the steer happened, so now it's Chalon her a Nuchi of Hashkoah, and it's Chalon her Yisurim. This new Chalois in the Rechal, so now everybody goes out of his control. That's been some shot in the Gemara. So then it's very Mistabataka, which is good for the Jews, because it's really what I wanted, that both Stonim of the Baya hold from Shavi and Afshachatikha the Yisurim. Now, as everybody agrees, that says Taka Nimar, that he makes the Chalois. The Kini is the Chalois that he makes. The Shail is it a Kini that he makes, and then it's out of his control? That's Shavi Nafshi Chatikha the Suren, and he can't be Meichel. Or he makes the Chalois, but it's Bekpeyna Dabal Tali Musa, it's still in his control, he could undo it. And that has to do with what I wanted to say in the Ram. So afterwards, I saw in Ramei Simcha, and the Ram, the Ram that we talked about, Per Chabdal and Lachal Chafei, the Ram in Hilchasishus, Ramei Simcha has an Arichus about a lot of these Nyonim of Kini and Stira. He has a Shail over there. It's interesting to go through Ramei Simcha, how he's methodical. He had a Shail over there. A husband told his wife not to be, nowadays, a Shail L'maisa. Somebody told his wife for some reason that he doesn't want her to be alone with her brother. I don't know if it was Cheshit or no, Stam, he didn't like, I don't maybe just didn't like the brother. He said, I don't want you to spend time with your brother. And she was with the brother. So Ramei Simcha was, yes, maybe he has to be Magat, maybe she's a Suratim, because the Rabban Paskin is based in Yishalmi that Kini is even from a Avi or Achio. And we have Rabban Misura, the Rabban Paskin that even Beinu Leveno, Kini Asers, Stira Asers, we have Kini and Stira. So maybe now she's a Surla. So Ramei Simcha is Matir, but he has a whole Arichas, various possibilities. So B'Sech HaDvar, Ramei Simcha talks about this notion that Kini and Stira is a kind of Shavi and Afshach HaTichad Yisura. And he said, he also had this Machshava that Kini and Stira is a kind of Shavi and Afshach HaTichad Yisura, but it was too big a Chiddush to say. But then he found it in the Shiltus, that the Shiltus is going to stand in the Gemara and Chafei. So now he's really not afraid to say that it's a Shavi and Afshach HaTichad Yisura. So according to the Shiltus, it's a Ferish Gemara. So you see Ramei Simcha also understood it. What's Ramei Simcha talking about? That's the tzad that he can't be Meichel. The Maskana Gemara is that he could be Meichel. You see Ramei Simcha also understood that both Stodom of the Gemara hold from Shavi and Afshach HaTichad Yisura. The Sofer Gemara is it Shavi and Afshach HaTichad Yisura and now it's out of control? Or it's Shavi and Afshach HaTichad Yisura, but that Isur is totally big paid to the Baal. Since he made the Isur, and that's the Havana, since he made the Isur, so he's the Baalim whether to turn it off. Or he made the Chalois of the Kina, he's the Baalim to turn it off. The Maskana Gemara is, yeah, he is a Baalim to turn it off, but only until the Stira. After the Stira, so then it's chal the chalois sister. Then already he can't turn it off. Yeah, Agavucha the Achrayim bring the Yerushalmi says that it could be meichel even after the Stira. Kol zman the Megillah wasn't nimchak till mechikas the Megillah. Once the Shem was nimchak, then it can't be meichel. But the Yerushalmi is chalak in the Baal. Okay, let's see right in the Gemara. We're in the bottom of the base. Amrei Shlokish. All right, five lines on the bottom. Amrei Shlokish. Ma loshin kinoi. What's the loshin of a kinoi? What does it mean? It's the loshin of kinoi. Dover amatel kinoi beinu levein achayim. Why is it Mekina Beinu Levein Achayim? In other words, it estranges her from her friends. Because apparently he holds that Kinoi is Api Asmi, like a Beisir of Yehuda. Shlokosh holds like a Beisir of Yehuda. It's interesting. Why would the Shlokosh hold like a Beisir of Yehuda? I'll leave it at Rebbe Elazar. Why would the Shlokosh pass like a Rebbe Elazar? But we saw if Chenei Mesir was also Cheshish. Maybe the Loch is like a Beisir of Yehuda. I'll leave it at Rebbe Elazar. So he holds kinis api asmi. So therefore, people aren't necessarily going to know there was a kinu. But people are going to say, why isn't she talking to us? Muslim Ebed Kinabado. So it's gonna make Kina. Because she's a interesting. I see Rashi. Kina cask me him kinibaleel. It's a funny thing. What is she nisa? She's nisa not to have stira. Stira is yichud. So now she's makbar on yichud. And what before she wasn't makbar on yichud. It has to do with the issue we had before. That Rashi says that bakal yinsa stira is harbe. If there was no kinoi, or if he's lying about the kinoi, then Edom and the steer is easy to find because Bekal Yimsa steer is harbin. Yishami takes, what do you mean Bekal Yimsa steer is harbin? Isn't it seichud? So Yishami answers, but he can find steers with her father or with her brother, and he could then lie that he was Mekamiler. So what about this Gemara though? The Gemara here doesn't fit. She's going to be Matl Kino Lebeinu Ben Achayim. Because you can say, Maida Kama, when it's talking also about a brother and a father. In a case where he's Makana from a brother and a father, it's Matal Kina, Benil, and Achem. And what if he wasn't Makana from a brother and a father? It says the same love from Kina. The Kina is Ishtay. He's Makana from Samagat. So what's the Maida Kama? What are people going to be upset about? That she's not Mesechedis with them? The Yichud is the Chosr. Maybe it's a riot, or I wanted to say in that Gemara before also. Rashi doesn't say a word. Rashi says, Bekal Yim Sestir is Harbe. Did I talk about this? Rashi doesn't say anything about Abiyah and Achi. I don't remember. Did I talk about that, Rashi? Anybody remember? I don't remember anymore. Maybe I didn't talk about it.
I think we spoke about it a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, Bekitzer, the Gemara says, Rashi said before, Bekal Yim Sestir is Harbe. So what's Bekalim Sustir's habit? The Ichud is an Issa Deraisa. Where's Bekalim Sustir's habit? So good. So Shabbos is Tumen Abi and Achel, but Rashi is Sosim. So I wanted to say that the Bekalim Sustir's habit is because by the Be'ira, there's no Issa Ichud. So you can find it. So it's not also to be along with a man if her husband's in town. So that's the Bekalim Sustir's habit. So why didn't Yishami answer that? So the Emma says the Yishami in Kiddushin, the Sugya of Yichud, does the Yishami doesn't mention it in the Baal of Ir. So maybe the Yishami is not a chalik on the heter Baal of Ir. So it has to come out to be an Achir. But Rashi is going a little in the Babli. In the Babli, it's that there's a heter Baal of Ir. So then it's Bakalim Sustir's Harbin. So maybe it's good to this Gemara also. So what's the Torah Matro Kino Beinu Leveno? Because people are going to say, well, she doesn't want to be alone with me. What is Baal of Ir? Like, what happened all of a sudden? Why did she become so standoffish? So it's Torah Matro Kino Beinu Leveno. Beinu Leveno Achir. Anyway, let's see about that. Don't want to get bogged down in this. Rabbi Yehuda bar Shammai mishmei d'Abai Yomar, a little bit different than Rish Lakish. Dover matal kino beinoy leveno. He also dashes the kino is the lashon of kino, but it's matal kino. It makes quarrels between him and his wife. Amal kasova kini yapi shnayim eden. V'kulon yam yodi dekonilei v'ihud osulim evid v'ihud osulim evid kino bado. People are not going to get upset at her because they all know there was a kino, but so they'll be meichel. They'll be angry at her, but she'll be angry at her husband for killing her socialite. So the Gemara says, "Alma kasava, alma kasavi do osu lekanis." Try against chassidim, because the chassidim the genders don't talk to each other anyway. So where would be the dover matal kina beinu levena, beinu levena chayim, or either way. Anyway, Alma Kasavi, the Osir Lakanis. Yeah, if you learn this, it's a lotion of Matal Kina Bainu Levena. So why is this the Kina that is also Lakanis? Look, Rashi. Alma Kasavi, the Osir Lakanis came into Ami Lotion Hatolas Kinahu. So Hatolas Kinahu obviously is a bad thing. So Alma Osir, you see that it's going that Osir Lakanis, which we already saw in the Mishnah. The Gemara is Medayak and Bezim and Aleph from the Mishnah that it says. So we're going in the Mishnah that's also lekanis. And the line with the Mishnah is also lekanes. Of course, in the Mishnah, if the Mishnah is also lekanes, is which way? Because it's matlkina beinu leveinu or beinu levein acher.
Beinu
leveinu. Because the Mishnah holds, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah holds, or in the Mishnah, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar agree that kini is b'shnayim. So if kini is b'shnayim, sekuli amiyadi. So there's no kina beinu levein acherim. It's only kina beinu leveinu. So if the Mishnah is also lekanes, it's taka only because it's matlkina kina beinu leveinu. Rashi taka said that. Rashi in the Gemara, in the Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi said lechatchila loy also lekanes. Towards the end of the narrow lines in Rashi and Beis Amud Aleph, also lekanes she may be asmi lidei togar, but especially she may be asmi lidei togar. He makes togar for himself, meaning it makes a togar between him and his wife. Then Rashi added something. It's also lekanes she may be togar, she may be asmi lidei togar, but especially lidei nivul. Another Indian, also lekanes because it's maybe ishtu lidei nivul. I don't know where Rashi got that from. Agamar is the Gemara of also lekanes, and Agamar, the Gemara says also lekanes because it's matalkina beinu leveinu. Where did Rashi get that there's another reason why it's also lekanes? First of all, because it's matalkina, and also it's maybe ishtu lidei nivul. I mean, I hear in Sfar, but some of Rashi had a mocha. Lo yada. Can I see like? Umadam mutal kanois. But what about according to Madam it's mutal kanois? How does anyone know there's a madam that's mutal kanois? It's coming from the Hemshech Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, who's saying that it's a mitzvah or it's a rishus. So some of they hold that it's mutal kanois. We'll see later in the Rambam if that's true. But the Pshutai. Right, the Gemara is taking for granted. Who says it's such a madama? Our Mishnah was saisim to also lekanes. Rish Lakish and Abai said both said also lekanes. Who told the Gemara there's a madama mutal lekanes? So posh of shot. We have to bear it in mind because in the Rambam I think it's not going to be so satisfactory. But meanwhile, her posh of shot is because the Gemara knows that later on we're going to have a Rabbi Kiva and a Rabbi Shmuel who say that it's a chayv lekanes according to Rabbi Kiva or it's a reshus according to Rabbi Shmuel. But it's not either way. It's not an iser. So how do they understand the lashon of kinoi? On Rav Nachman Yitzchok, ain kinoi lashon hasra. Chayin oimer veikanes shem la'arsin. Yok Rashi, what's veikanes shem la'arsin? Hisra bayelik v'chosel v'gozim shlo yashchiso oides arsin. He warned the locusts, they shouldn't do any more. The b'shiluch goyvay mishloi parashid, that's what it's talking about in Yoel. La'arsin means al arsik, my v'yishlo anshe mokim l'ishtoi. Al ishtay, atim to even labal means for the bal, on behalf of the bal. Vayter, tanya hoy rabbi yoimer. Odom leiv rabbi was tasting because shvorchem achas olav begoli shnemer va'over olav ruach kino. As she says, Odom leiv rabbi can isha putzay veres for tasting because shvorchem achas begoli shneisim belay bayal lekanes lo, but Odom is sparsim begoli. Va'over olav kino ein avera. Where avora should be, but ain't avora el loshen hachrozo. Shemema vaytzav Moshe vayviru kol b'machane. Shlo kashomer ain't on them over avera elam kenichnis by ruach shtus. Shemema isish ki siste ishtoi siste ksiv. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. It's a new topic. We finished with kinoi and what's the lashon of kinoi. Now the Gemara is going back to the discussion about the erechet betumah. What's the chashmir in the sugya? What's the structure over here? We had a whole discussion about Echad Betumah and where we're going to add from. And then we had the din of Ba, that it's only Echad is only named Betumah, but not Bakini and Sira. And then we had Rav Yehuda, who has a different Ba, that Echad's Nema is Nema in the Kinei, but not in the Stira. Then we have the Lame Inish, the Isib is Manazeh, don't be Nistira, because maybe you hold like a Bishi of Yehuda. So this is all a Hemshech about Eid Echad being Nema in Betumah. And now we have Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Why isn't it Echad Nema in Betumah? Why isn't it Echad Nema in Besaita? Because there's Reglaim with Olam. So I don't chab, why do we have in the middle of this whole sugya about Echad being Neman, we have this interlude about Omer Shlokesh, what's the Loshen Kino, Yidor Ramatel Kino, Beinu Levena, how did that come in over here? Like, why is that interrupting the sugya? The whole sugya is talking about the Nemonis when Echad said that she was Nitma, which we learn out from the 8 a.m. bar. Then we had a discussion about Kini and Stira, how many Edim you need, and the Drashas, and the Rishi Rabbi Huda. And now we're picking up again, why isn't it Echad Nema in Betumah? Because we're glad with over in Nistira. Then, so now in the middle, we have this Drashas about Osir Lekanos. His kin is Dobra Matl Kino Beinu Levena. And it's even stranger, because after the Gemara finishes with this Raglaim Adover piece, we haven't finished yet in the Gemara, we'll finish in a second, then the Gemara picks up with Tanu Ve'er Bishmol, Enu L'mekanu L'ishtei Adam K'nichnis Bei Ruach, and discussion what kind of Ruach Taira, Ruach Tuma, Kivan Ve'er Bishmol. So, like we're bouncing back and forth. The same thing the Gemara, I would have thought should be, this Gemara now that we're learning about why isn't it Echad Nema should come on the bottom of Beis and Beis. After the Gemara finished talking about it, Echad being Nema by Kini and Stira, by Tumah, by Kini, by Stira, various Shittas. Then we should have Tana Rebbe Shmuel about Raglaim Adavar. And then if the Gemara wants to have a discussion about whether it's Mutal Lakanis or Asal Lakanis, then it should start with Rish Lakish and Bavar Matal Kinu Veimel Veimel and Bavar Ruch Tumah, is it Ruch Tayer, Ruch Tumah? I don't have the state of the Gemara over here. Oh, I have. I know why. Since the Machlekes is Shlokesh and Abaye, between whom is the Dover Matal Kino? Is it Beinu Levena Chayim or is it Beinu Levena? It's totally whether Kinu is Bein Echad or B'Shayim. That's why the Gemara puts that in right after the Gemara about we're discussing the Machlekes, how many Edom do you need for Kinu and Stira? Because it's part of that discussion. The different theories about where is the Kinu? Is it Beinu Levena, Beinu Levena Chayim? Because that's totally whether Malchus is like a Kavir Shabbi Udurna. And then, since the Gemara talks about what does the word kinu mean, because that was that discussion, kinu is a lashon of dover matel kinu, then the Gemara says, what about the mam dover mutel lakamis? So the Gemara says, lashon hasra. And that gets the Gemara into that. Agav that, the Gemara talks about the kol oivar aver v'seisa kosh baruch hu machis ol begolu. Shneimer v'yav ova levuch kinu, lashon achrozo. Because hasra, I guess, has to do with achrozo. And then we continue the discussion about Eid Echad. That's the Seder Dvarim right here. That's the Cheshbon, how all of this is connected. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So again, the Gemara says, Tanu Rebbe Shmuel, B'mayim mina Torah Eid Echad, B'soitu shor gvayim lova shor kinu lova nizra Eid Echad, midu shitmeh. Omri ha-pop la-bayi. But Ksiva Kini, Bosa Stira Tumud Ksiva. You're assuming that the Nemonis of Eid Echad is only after Kinoi. But that's not the way it is in the Psukim. The Pasuk that talks about the Eid Einba, that's Pasuk Yud Gimel, doesn't say anything there about Kinoi. It says, Ikisish Ishto Yamala Baimal, Ministra Vihinitma, the Eid Einba. It's not a word there about Kinoi. So, Sounds like an erecha is them without kinui. If there's steer, an erecha is them, would say there was tumah. Where are you getting that there was kinui? Amalei the ovar. The next pasuk gedal, starts with the word ovar. It means ukvar ovar. So the ovar with kinui, even though it says after pasuk gimel, but it means it's like a flashback. It's telling me that pasuk gimel about erecha being neman is talking about after kinui. El miatav ovar lechem kol chalutz achanami. Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, "Va'ovel lechem kol chalutz." They should go ahead of Bnei Yisrael. Does it mean that they were already over there? Talking about before you even cross the Yarden. Moshe says there, it's clear from the context. We can figure that from the context. Elohocho, but here the context is indicates all the way around. Isak adaytach kedikzivi. If va'ovel means the kinu was after the erein bo. The nistri bein itmoa, the avar basa tuma kini lomali. Basa tuma vestira kini lomali. What sense does it make that he should do kinui after this, after the stira and the etuma? So it has to be that the kinui was before. Let's see Rashi. Okay, see the kini basa stira tuma. This hemen bei rechlexiv, the nistov in itma bei emba, the samachleva over all of alma beloy kininami rechem mehemen betuma. Over lechem kol chalutz from the god of bei ruben ksiv shayom meishim etzavis and lavim yishua seyadim. Tashuva muchach galahabu. So I don't have something. What's the raya over here? Gemara says it's clear from the context that the kinui means before the aid of tuma, the tuma and the stira, because what would be the point of having kinui afterwards? If two psalms can be, you're willing to get down. Pasuk Gimel is the pasuk of Erecha B'Tumah. B'Shachar B'Shaisu Shechazer V'Nelam Ein Isha V'Nistro V'Nitmah V'Eid Ein B'Vihim Loinus Loinus Pasuk. So that's the pasuk that Erecha is named by Tumah. And then we have pasuk Gedalim V'Aver L'Ruach Kino V'Kini Yisishtay V'Hi Nitmah Oy Aver L'Ruach Kino V'Kini Yisishtay V'Hi Loinus Nitmah V'Hei V'Yisishtay L'Akayin. Pasuk Gital is talking about a suffix item. But Pasuk Gimel is talking about a suffix that there was tumah vaday al pi erechot. Pasuk Gital is talking about where there is no aid. And he doesn't know if she was nitmah or not. And to the kinyan stira, she becomes asur and he's mashkir meisaita. So what's the worst kashan? The over the ruch kina is not going back on Pasuk Gimel. It's not dama to Pasuk Gital. The over the ruch kina is the kinyan that he needs that the stira should ask him his suffix. Who says, why can it be that Pasuk Gimel that says that an Echad is Neman is talking about without Kinoi? Stira is enough for Glayim Adomar, then an Echad is Neman. And then Pasuk Gedal is talking about we don't have an Echad. So Stira by itself is not enough to ask him to be Suffolk. Then you have, so there you have to have Obar Lebruch Kino. I don't have to see my drive here. But it has to be called Avar, Minyana Dekra. Because if Avar was Bosa Tumma Vestir, Kini Lamali. The Kini is for Saito Sofik, not for Saito Vadne, not for Saito Verecho. I don't know, it's a missile yashim. Let's see later. Tan Rebbe Yishmael. Ein odem mekane le ishtoi elam ke nichnesu beruach. Shenema va'ovar olav ruach kino v'kine es ishtoi. some kind of ruach gets into him in order that he's mekane. My ruach, Rabban Ami ruach tuma, Rabashi Ami ruach tayra. Rashi says, "Who's the Rabbanan? Rabbanan the Vei Ravashi, the Bnei Yeshiva Vei Ravashi. I'm not Rashi, no. He be Stam Rabbanan. The Rabbanan the Vei Ravashi, the Bnei Yeshiva Vei Ravashi thought it means a Ruch Tumah, and Ravashi said, no, it means a Ruch Taira. Says Rashi, what's the Ruch Taira? She's saying it's a Pitzus. So the Gemara is Tava, come on, don't be Ruch Taira. It's Tava like Ravashi that it's Ruch Taira." The sign of the king is just the rich smell of people in my chiba. Yamit Bishnum Ruch Tire Shapir. The Amid Ruch Tumma, Rishus Rechiba, Lili Nashi Ruch Tumma Ben Ashe. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel say it's either a chiba or a shus, but nobody says that it's also. If it will be a Ruch Tumma, a vow will be also to do something that's based on a Ruch Tumma. So it's a writer of Ashi that Ruch is Ruch Tire and not a Ruch Tumma. So what's the raya? Maybe Rabban and the Vei Rav Ashi hold like our Mishnah that it's also lekanas. The Mishnah is also lekanas. That might taka be ruach tumah. Rabbi Kiva and Rishmol hold that it's a chayver rishus, but we know there's a third sheet. There's a sheet of our Mishnah that it's also lekanas. So why are Rabban and the Vei Rav Ashi wrong? They're not wrong. They don't stem with Rabbi Kiva and Rishmol, but they stem with the Tana and Mishnah. So Rashi, I think Rashi explains. Rashi avoids the kasha, says he preempts the kasha. So after Rashi, umistav kamad omer the ruach dekomer Rabbi Yishmael tayrehi. The brice of Eden Mekana liishte elim kenichnas a ruach was toner ve Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds rishus. So that's where Rabbanu Rashi are wrong. They might be right in their Rabbanu Rabbi Mishnah, but they're not right Pshat in Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel has to mean a Ruch Taira because Rabbi Shmuel himself is the one who says Rishos. See, right, the Gufa, Bikini Sishri Rishos to Rabbi Shmuel, Rekiba Yimer Chayvam. And then we have similarly, Lo Yitama, that acclaims Matama to Kayvam, Rishos to Rabbi Shmuel, Rekiba Yimer Chayvam. And thirdly, Lo Yilam Hem Tavay, Rishos to Rabbi Shmuel, Rekiba Yimer Chayvam. So, we'll see the Hemshchuk in a second, but the Chayra comes down, as I said, that there's three shittas. We have the Tana of a Mishnah who says also lekanes, and we saw that in Rish Lakish and Abaye before also lekanes, because kinu is a loshim dover matel kinu, so it's alma kasover alma kasavi also lekanes. And then we have Rabbi Kiva says it's a three way machlekes, and then we have Rabbi Kiva says it's a chayva, and then you have in the middle Rabbi Shmuel says it's a rishus, it's not a chayva, and it's not a iser, it's a rishus in between. Kach b'pshutay, it's a three-way machlekes. In Rambam, it's still not so clear. In Rambam, the end of Hilchos Seifa. The last two halachas. Says the Rambam, halacha yudches, very dalal halacha yudches. Mitzvahs chachomim al bnei Yisrael lekanis l'nishayin. Shenema v'kine yis ishtay. V'kola mekanil ishtay nichnasa beruach tayra. So the Rambam paskins, it's a mitzvah lekanis. It's ruach taira, and it's a mitzvah. Sounds mamish like Rabbi Kiva. Stop the Ramish. Then let's say it's lechayr. It sounds like the Ramish passing the Rabbi Kiva. Mitzvah lekanis. Then Ram continues. Lekani lo loy mitech schoik, loy mitech sicha, loy mitech kalus roish, loy mitech meriba, loy lehatel le emo. Im over mekino lepneid, mitech echem mikol advar meilo vezekino. Then the Rambam continues, Halacha Yutes, Ein Roy Likbites Vilekanes Bifne Edim Tchilo. Elabeno Levenu Benachas Uderech Tayra Vasorek Del Hadrich of Derech Ishara Ulahasim Bisho. Koshe Eni Makbar Alishto Ubne Ubonov Ubne Beso Yumasiron So Ham says halacha yotes halacha. You shouldn't right away to be kaifetz. Shouldn't be kaifetz who be and be mekanim with neidim. You should do first beinu leveinu benachas derech tyra. You shouldn't right away jump all the way to being mekanim with neidim. What's the mokka for the Rama? This last halacha ain't right likbeitz lekanis with neidim. So the Kesem Mishnah says, we got it from Chanina Misur. Chanina Misur says you shouldn't be Mekane. You shouldn't be Mekane. Beinoi Leveno. Because maybe the loch is like a basic Rebbe Yehuda. Says the Kesem Mishnah. Chanina said don't be Mekane Beinoi Leveno because maybe the loch is like a basic Rebbe Yehuda. We don't pass like a basic Rebbe Yehuda. We pass in that Kino is only B'fnei Eden. But from Chanina Misur, who says not to Mekane Beinoi Leveno because of a basic Rebbe Yehuda, we could extrapolate l'didan that kinu is with edim, not to be mekana be'edim. Just like Apinim Yisur said that you shouldn't be mekana be'edim l'veno because you're going to ask her. Point of Yisur be'yudu. So l'didan, we have this tumble. This Kesemish is assuming that we pass kataka not like Yisur be'yudu. We talked about this last week. That's how in Raman, the Raman Hukasait is kaseidim, not like Yisur be'yudu. He passes like a Yisur. Kinu and steer is be'edim. But we can learn that from Chanina Misur Lididan, that just like Chanina Misur said, not to be Mekane Veinu Leveinu, so we can learn that there's an Issa to be Mekane Bifneidim. Shouldn't be Kaifu to Mekane Bifneidim. I've come to Kesem Mishnah. Chayez Veishve, what's the comparison? If Chanina Misur said, not to be Mekane Veinu Leveinu, because there's no Meisaito Lemitaka. Because Mizman Azeh, we don't have Meisaito Lemitaka. The Ram is talking Mizman Azeh. I mean, I guess the Kesem Mishnah assumed the Rambam is talking Bizman Azeh, because we don't have Meisaita. There's no remez in the Rambam that I was talking about Bizman Azeh. The Rambam, some of the people should, the Rambam is talking about even Bizman Abayis. And really, look what's the Lakanis of Fneid and Tchila. Where did the Rambam get this such an issue? Bizman Abayis, when you have Meisaita, so where did the Rambam get? Stam Midas Atzmai. Midas Atzmai, I should have said yearly. Kedakai. Ram somewhere had a Gemara that you shouldn't be Mekane, you shouldn't be Kaifet to be Mekane, but you shouldn't be Kaifet to Mekane with Nedim. Mechapesim. That's question number one. Question number two. Taisha Yomtov asks, why did Ram pass my Kabikiva altogether? The Mishnah says also lakanis. Stam and halacha should be like stam mishnah yochid rab malacha kerab. Taisi Yomtiv says about shvarvot. He says that never. I don't. It's not yochid rab really. It's not because it's the Mishnah that doesn't call it chacham. It calls it Rabbi Shua. But the Taisi Yomtiv son asks. But since there's a stam, but the stam Mishnah said Hamakana Lishtay. Never mind a blessing of Shua. The stam Mishnah said Hamakana Lishtay b'di'evid in lechatchilu lo. So the stam Mishnah seems to hold that the halacha is that it's also lekanis. So why does Ram pass like a kiva that it's a chayva? Taisa Yom Tov says, I think. That since Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel both agree that it's not an Isser, so then the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. In that regard, the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Like they, we can mitzarek Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel together that they both agree that the Mishnah is wrong, that it's not awesome. So they're like the Rabbi. So that already beats the Stam Mishnah. And then between Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva because that's the rule of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. But that's a poshut. And thirdly, there's a question here in the Rambam. Why did the Rambam? The Rambam's lashon is mitzvahs chachomim al bnei Yisrael lekanis l'nishay. The Rambam apparently holds that the mitzvah Rabbi Kiva's mitzvah lekanis is only a mitzvah midibay is a mitzvah mitzvahs chachomim. It's a mitzvah derabana. Where did the Rambam get that from? The Gemara puts together three things Rabbi Kiva said are a chayva: lo yitamo, lo elamim tavaydu, and and Bikinis Ishtay. The other two are for sure they're Isa. Lo Yitama is the Mitzvah Esli, the Ram brings it down, is the Mitzvah Esli of Lo Yitama. Lo'ilim Tavayadu, the Ram also brings the Mitzvah Esli, he brings it down in the Minyan Mitzvahs. There's a Mitzvah Lo'ilim Tavayadu. All of a sudden, it gets the Kinoi, the Ram decided this one's already only a Mitzvah Chacham. So three questions on the Ram. Why did he pass Nekri Kiva? Why does he assume it's only Mitzvah Chacham and not a Mitzvah Deraisa? And what's the Makkah for the Rambam that ain't really likpoys of Lakanis with Nehidim? Where did he get that from? That's a new thing. You shouldn't jump right away. Chay is talking even Mizman Abayis. It's nothing to do with Mechaninim Yisur. Even Mizman Abayis, when you have the option of being Mekanib of Nehidim and being Mashkir Meisaita, it's not a first resort. It's a last resort. The first resort is to talk to Rebbeinu Levena, Benachas, Ibadech, Tyra, Beyasara. That it just doesn't look nice, doesn't pass, and then Lungwerther Svarim about whatever it is, you should do Benachas, and then as a last resort, you should be Mekane. But when you have a last resort, it's a Mitzvah Chachamim. If the first resort doesn't work, then it's a Mitzvah Chachamim to be Mekane. Where did Rambam get that from? So I think the answer is that the Rambam learned that it's not a machlekes between the Mishnah and Rabbi Kiva and Mishmah. It's not mashmah the Gemara Bem is that it's a machlekes. If it was a machlekes, then right away in the Daf Beis Amud, where the Gemara was medayik in the Mishnah, that it's alma kosova or also lakanois, the Gemara should have brought masnitzin the loik Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara never says that. The Gemara never says that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. I don't like them that the Rambam learned that it's not a machlekes. That the Mishnah that says also lakanois and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel say that it's a chayvah or a shus, they're not arguing. The Mishnah when it says also lakanois, but the evidence lechatchila loy, the evidence lechatchila loy doesn't mean it's always also lakanis. It means it's a last resort. It's a v'di'evidika resort. The first resort is to talk to her. Don't right away jump up and be mekaner b'fnei edim and you're gonna bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and be. It's a last resort. First, you see if she can try other ways. If the other ways don't work, then it's taket din of kinoi. And that din of kinui, how far does that din of kinui go? Rabbi Kiva says it's a chayva. If nothing else works and she continues to be a nistra with anoshim, then it becomes a chayva lakanis. And Rabbi Shmuel says, even then it's only a rishus. Yeah, you have to know, if you're Rabbi Shmuel, why is it only a rishus even then? If nothing else is working and she's being nisteris with anoshim, she's the universe of das yudis, must be perished. That without kinui, maybe it's not called the veris of das. You, pastor says, that isn't. I don't know. You've seen a veris of das yehudis. If you were never mekaner beidim, Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't have to. So Rabbi Shmuel holds it's your shus. You don't have to be mekaner. So what does that mean? So it's going to continue like this. So why isn't that a problem? Isn't she in a veris of das yehudis? So maybe not. Maybe that has to do with, goes back to the issue of stiras harbe. What kind of stira over here are we talking about? Maybe the stiras that are not in the siyichud doesn't make it into an averis of dasi gudus of that kingdom. A kapana, maybe Shmuel holds only Yerushalos, or maybe like the Yerushalmi. Maybe Shmuel means you could be Megarasher. You don't have to be Mekaner, you can be Megarasher. It's not a chiv to be Mekaner. Yeshlonim Adomer. What's the Havon of Rabbi Shmuel? Then this is a Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos Rosh asks, how could it be a Rishus according to Rabbi Shmuel? Were you supposed to just leave it the way it is? She's behaving improperly. Just supposed to close your eyes? So I think the Tosfos Rosh says, Rabbi Shmuel holds it's a Rishus because he could be Megarashim. So why does Rabbi Kiva disagree? I don't remember what Tosfos Rosh answers for that. Why does Rabbi Kiva disagree? Maybe he holds it's better to be Makana than to be Megar. Let me get a Tosfos Rosh. Let me see.
And talk to Feirish, what's Pshat and Rabbi Akiva? The Tosafot that bases him out, he's busy with the Mandomer Osulakanis. He says, how could they be Mandomer Osulakanis? What are you supposed to do? Just leave it as it is? How could it be Osulakanis? So he says, Osulakanis is better to be Megash. And then he says, and then he says, Rabbi Shmuel, it's only Rishus. Why? Maybe it's better to be Megarash. He says, no, maybe you don't want to be Megarash. He has Bona Mimena, Ksuvosa Meruba. So then it's Rishus to be Mekane. Not always is it practical to be Megarash. Maybe Ksuv is very expensive. Maybe he has Bona Mimena. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel says it's a Rishus. It doesn't explain why Rabbi Akiva holds it's a Chayva.
Good.
Yeah?
I think Taisus by Asan Gilmal and Aleph asks for Akasha why Rabbi Akiva passes Chayva and doesn't pass him like Bishamai and Gittin.
Right.
Pashas would be that he passed him like Bishamai, but Rabbi Akiva himself says it in Matzah,
yeah.
Yishanai Mena.
Yeah. I mean, Taisa says that the Bavli doesn't stem with Yerushalmi. Taisa Rosh is a little bit worse. Taisa Rosh says the attack of Shat in the Gemara. Why is there Mandomer also Lakanis? You just leave the mouth of the way it is. So he says, also Lakanis, because you should be Megarish better. And the Mandomer Shus, he says Taisa Rosh, is because sometimes he doesn't want to be Megarish because Ksuvosa Meruba. Or Yeshli Boni Mimeno. So therefore, so he has an option. It doesn't have to be Megarish. It can be Mekane. He doesn't speak out. What about according to Rabbi Akiva? It's missing in Tosafos Rosh. He speaks out. What about Rabbi Akiva? It's a Chayva Legarish. Why is it a Chayva Legarish? Why he could be Megarish? Why is it a Chayva Lekanes? Elamai, you could say maybe Stam, because Gerishin is a B'dievet. It's Be'ech Marid all over to Mois. So Gerishin is a bad thing. So why didn't he say that in Rabbi Shmuel? That it's your Shus, because Gerishin is a bad thing. Maybe that's the pshat. In Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't want to say that Gerishin is a bad thing because then it wouldn't be, then the kinu would be a chayva, not a rishus. So it must be that Gerishin is also a good option. You have a choice in such a situation. Well, if he has a choice, so the rishus wants to, you know, in such a case, Mizbech is not married to Mois. In such a case, the Gerishin is warranted. Well, if the Gerishin is warranted because she's a very sinai, she's, the Gerishin is warranted because she's being the steris on Imanoshim. So then why is it even a Rishus? You should take a go with the Gerishin. So she says, no. The Maestro maybe it's hard to be Megarish. She has Bona Mimena and so on. But in Rabbi Kiva, you could say, stop, Gerishin is not a good idea. Gerishin is with Bechmer, a little of the Mois. So therefore, it's a chayva to be Mekane. Kach v'kach. Anyway, just going back to the Rambam. I got a little bit sidetracked with this Tosafos Rosh. But what I want to say in the Rambam is that the Rambam learned that it's not like the pashas that it's the three machlekes. But the Rambam learned that the Mishnah that says also lekanos, it means also likbitz lekanos, and that's the mokka for the Rambam alocha yates and right likbitz lekanos b'fnei edim tchilu. The Rambam got it from the Mishnah because that's the din of the Mishnah that also lekanos, and that's Rish Lakish Nebai also lekanos alma kasavi also lekanos, because the kin is matel, it's matel kinu beinu levenu. It's not such a great thing, the kinu. It's better to avoid the kinu, to avoid the ktoto, to avoid the nivul. and a stitch in time. So you should talk there nicely. But if it doesn't work, then we have Machat Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Then what comes next? If the Bein Levein of Anachas of Derech Tarav Asar doesn't work, then what's the next resort? So that's a Machat Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says in that case it's a Chayv L'Kanis. Rabbi Shmuel Taka says even then it's a Rishus. Maybe because you have the option of Gerishin, like the Taisa Rosh, the Yerushalmi. Maybe for other reasons. Talk upon him. So the Rabbi Paskins there could be a Kiva, and like the Mishnah, it's not a steer. And then, if that's the case, then maybe go a step further, that's why the Rambam, it was posted by the Rambam, that it's only a mitzvah mitzvah seifrim. It's a mitzvah chachamim, not a deraisa. Because the Rambam held that if it would be kipshutoy, a mitzvah deraisa to the mekane, then it wouldn't be shayach such madrigas that first you should try other things, and only as a last resort you should be mekane. In dinim deraisa, there's no such thing. If it be a din deraisa that if he sees a chinistra or imanoshim, or he's chayshul imanoshim, there's a mitzvah deraisa after the mekane, then a mitzvah deraisa and chacham ben tefuno. From the fact that the Gemara said it's, from the fact that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, it's also lekanes, that you're not supposed to be kaifa to mekane. You should try other ways first. And only if nothing else works, then Rabbi Kiva says the best option, the option of choice is to be mechanic. Maybe Shmuel says, no, maybe Gerishin is just as good an option. Akapanim, since it's only an option of last resort, even the Chayv, even Rabbi Kiva is only as a last resort, so Zudava Poshet, that's not Shayach in a mitzvah deraisa. That's only Shayach in a mitzvah chachamim. A mitzvah chachamim could be as a last resort. So therefore, that's where the Rambam got that the mitzvah here is not literally a mitzvah deraisa, it's only a mitzvah chacham.
According to this, then why does Rabbi Yishmael say that really, Minastan, we would think that it would be mutter for you to be Mekana? Aser for you to be Mekana, but only because Nasala Ruach Kina, only because you have this Ruach Kina, and that's why it's Aser. So only because Nasala Ruach Kina, not because you use it Aser.
Start again? Come again? What do you say?
Seemingly, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's only because it's Nasala Ruach Kina. That's the reasoning why it would be mutter for you to be, it's Rishus for you to do it. But how does that stem into the Rambam that wants to say that really we shouldn't be doing it at all? But really, you shouldn't start off and try to give her a steer
a Ruach Taira. Even if it's Ruach Taira, the Ruach Taira is that he should clean up his house. But it's not a list. But it's not a first resort to clean up his house by going all the way to such extreme measures. He should clean up his house first with divei nachas, with bainu levena, benachas, with derech tayra. And if it doesn't work, then the ruach tayra is that he has to go all the way to the end. Not to be complacent. No, he shouldn't be complacent. He sees that he sees something problematic in his home. Not to be complacent. So nonetheless, the first resort is not to jump to kinui. The first resort is to benachas v'derech tayra. But if it doesn't work, then it's a ruach tayra that he should be mekana. Whether that's a chayv or a shus, or we call it, you know, each one command the islay. Yeah. Jonathan.
If how would this Rambam read the how would the Rambam read the Gemara, which changes the definition of kinoi, bein man da amar is and man da amar heter?
So that's what we flagged before. Going back to the top of the Omud, where Shlokesh Rabbi said the kina is lashon of dover matl kina beinu levena. Amak asavi to osel lekanis. And the Gemara over there said uman do amem mutu lekana is mal lashon kinoi. So at the time we ask, who says there's a man do amem mutu lekanis? So I said, it's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Gemara knows it's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The feed the Rambam that even Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel also agree that it's osel lekanis tchila. And that's what the Mishnah means. It's also the Kanais. So then, who's the Mad Omer Mutar Lekanais? So I think maybe in a Chanam, maybe we'll have to say. That Rishlokish and Abahi, who said that kino is lashon of dover matel kino, they hold that it's also kind of even as a last resort. Not the same as the Gemara in Amud Aleph. Even as a last resort, it's called a dover hamatol kino. That the Gemara says that that's and that would be like Rabban de Rashi at Siruch Tumu. But that Madomer Mutal Kanais, that's not Rabbi Kiva and Mishmol. But the Mishnah is also not Chelak in it. When the Mishnah says also Kanais, it means it's also Kanais as a first resort.
Ready?
That could be, yeah.
But if kino is still, even if it's us on the hakbot, so can't the Gemara just still say that kino is a lashon of kas without coming onto a new lashon of asura? Because if you're makani your wife right away, so then.
No, because if kino is pejorative, if kino has this bad connotation that he's being matul kino, so it's not a ruch taira. It's not a. It's even as a last resort, but as a last resort, it's a ruch taira. The last resort, it's a mitzvah or a shus.
But the last resort is only the Rabbanan, and we're trying to darshan the Pesukim in the Torah.
Well, even if it's a mitzvah chachamim, it's only a mitzvah Rabbanan, that means but it can't be that when a Torah it's bad and the Rabbanan said that it's good. The chayva is a chayva de Rabbanan, not a chayva de Reis. When a Torah, it's not a chayva. But it can't be a ruch tumah. It could be a ruch tumah, Chazal wouldn't make a mitzvah out of it. Agavurka, Taisus asks that, and all three of the Machlekes of Kivin and Mishmol, he says, don't we know there's Tayag Mitzvahs? So here we have Rabbi Kivin and Mishmol, what are they arguing about the Tayag Mitzvahs? According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's less than Tayag Mitzvahs. According to Rabbi Kivin, there's Tayag Mitzvahs minus three, or maybe there's Tayag Mitzvahs, according to Rabbi Kivin, plus three. This is amazing, the Kash. If either Rambam, we'll see the other two meanwhile, but Lefi the Rambam, even Rabbi Akiva, who says that it's a Mitzvah L'Kanei, it's only Mitzvah Chacham, it's not Mitzvah D'Raisa, it doesn't go into Tayag Mitzvahs. So right away, it's Maduik like Tosis, not like the Rambam. The Tosis understood that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a Mitzvah D'Raisa. It's in the Tayag Mitzvahs. You know, the Ramban is Akdoma to the his Hasogas, to the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban also discussed this. He says that he starts off, he's not sure, is it a Dova Muskim that there are Tayag Mitzvahs? After all, there are many machlekes in the Shas. Rabbi Kivin Shmuel is one example, the Ramban is other examples. There are many machlekes in the Shas that could impinge on the Minyan and Mitzvahs. So the Ramban entertains the possibility that maybe when, I think it was Rabbi Avo, who said Tayag Mitzvahs Nemar L'Moshe Misinai, maybe that's what he holds. But other chachamim might have different numbers depending on what they hold about all of these various machlekes and throughout Shas that it can impinge the minyan mitzvahs. But the Ramban says he doesn't think so. He says that lemaisa you see in the midrashim that it was mukul by Chazal that there are tayag mitzvahs. So the Ramban says that it must be that every time a tana holds that is every time you have a machlekes tanoim whether something is a mitzvah or not, like for example, if Kivin and Mishmol. So whoever says that it is a mitzvah is going to have somewhere else after going to take off a mitzvah, and vice versa. So he says, why does the Gemara not ever deal with it? So he says because it would be impossible. It means every time you have a machlekes and shas that's negiah to the minyan and mitzvahs, we would have to then go through all tayag mitzvahs to see like what is that tana? He says that's a dover rochi. So the Gemara just assumes there are tayag mitzvahs, and every tana, every amayra, everybody, each one is going to have to work out what's exactly the minyan mitzvahs. So the Gemara didn't want to have to write a different sefer mitzvahs for each one of the tanoim and amayraim and figure out it would be impossible to accomplish. But be'etzim the Ramban says in the Chanami, if Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel over here hold, if there are according to Rabbi Kiva there are three more mitzvahs than according to Rabbi Shmuel, so then according to Rabbi Kiva there are three more mitzvahs than according to Rabbi Shmuel, then somewhere else in the world. Somewhere else in the Torah, Rabbi Yishmael is going to have three mitzvahs that Rabbi Kiva doesn't have. But the Gemara never wants to get into that because that will be in the Dover side. Okay, should we start the next one?
Ready?
Yeah.
For Tosa's question, why can't we say that the even if Rabbi Shmuel says Rishus and they're arguing on the Deraisa level according to Tosos, that you could still have a mitzvah, meaning you could still have a mitzvah Deraisa that's in the category of Rishus, like, for example, Gerushin, where it's not that you have a mitzvah to be Megarish your wife, but the Torah is saying if you're Megarish your wife, then you have, then there's a mitzvah to follow this certain procedure. So couldn't Rabbi Yishmael learn that it's still, Kino is still part of the Tariq mitzvahs, and just that the mitzvah is if you decide to be Mekani wife, then you have to follow this procedure?
No, I'm not following. Say it again.
Could we? I mean, Tosfos assumes that Rishus means that it's not even a mitzvah, that it wouldn't be included in Tariq mitzvahs.
Right.
But could we say that, similar to, let's say, the example of Gerushin, where it's not necessarily a mitzvah that you have to do, but rather if you're going to be divorcing your wife, then the mitzvah is to, then the mitzvah deraisa is to do it in the way the Torah describes.
That's another nekuda here, that the mashal, the Rambam does have a mitzvah. Kinoi per se, the Rambam says only a mitzvah mitivei is only a mitzvah is chachamim. But the Rambam does have a mitzvah. So the Rambam has a mitzvah lasis l'soita k'toyres hakanois. That means even though the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah deraisa to be mekane, so there's no mitzvah deraisa to set the ball rolling, but dine soita, there's a mitzvah deraisa to be done dine soita. So could we look at the Rambam, even if it would be a mitzvah deraisa, it wouldn't be a new mitzvah deraisa, it would just be included as a prat in the lasis l'soita to k'toyres hakanois. The Tosfos either holds that it would be a new mitzvah separate from Lassus Kesaita Kateras HaKanois, or maybe Tosfos holds that Lassus Kesaita B'chazan HaMitzvah. Mitzvahs are things that you have to do and that have to happen. And maybe Lassus Kesaita doesn't have to be a site in the first place. Maybe Tosfos holds that shouldn't even count in the Tayag Mitzvahs. There are many different sheets about what to count in the Tayag Mitzvahs. Well, let's say Kipshutai Tosfos would say that Hashka Saita is one mitzvah and Kimis would be a separate mitzvah. But you're right. I mean, there's no way to know for sure, but it could very well be that according to the Rambam, even if there would be a mitzvah even if Kini would be a mitzvah, it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. Even if it be a chayva, it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. Then, Misal Derech Zeh, you have one of the other two. You have Lo Yitama. Well, Lo Yitama, the Rambam does count as a mitzvah. But Ma'olamem Tavaydu. Tosfos also busy with. So the Rambam has the mitzvah of La'olam hem tavaydu as a prat. Rambam, the beginning of Avodim, but he has the meaning of mitzvah. Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs too, just you're going to find right away the Hilchos Avodim. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodim has a mitzvah. La'olam hem tavaydu, says the Rambam, Hilchos Avodim, Yesh b'chol and Shosh the same mitzvahs, and he lists them. And the 11th one is, La'avay be'eviknani la'olam, the Ram puts together, maybe we'll talk about this for a minute. The Ram puts together the mitzvah of La'ilim and Tavaydu, passing like a Bekiva, it's a Chayva, La'ilim and Tavaydu, but the Ram puts it together, La'ilim and Tavaydu, unless you were Mapel Shein Vayim. So, Peter Amam. I mean, first of all, you see, it's always not, even if you take out the chayva of Laila and Tavaydu, it doesn't mean the mitzvah disappears. There could be other elements in the mitzvah that still keep it, that would still be there. Places apparently held that Laila and Tavaydu is a separate mitzvah from the Din of Shein Vayim. Them is the Ramban in the Hasogas, the Sefer Mitzvahs. I think in the Sefer Mitzvahs, it's Lamed Zayin. The Ramban in the Hasogas, the Sefer Mitzvahs, is massing in the Rambam. He doesn't know why Laila and Tavaydu and Shein Vayim should be one mitzvah. It's just two different things. There's a mitzvah of Laila and Tavaydu. And then there's a mitzvah of Shein that with Shein Va'ayin is Yetzer. One thing has nothing to do with the Ramban. He thinks it's two separate mitzvahs. Lamed Zayin. No, it's not Lamed Zayin. Which mitzvah is it? Lamed Zayin is Lo Yitama. Which mitzvah is it? Reish Lamed Hey. Reish Lamed Hey. Who should shivonu bedin eved kaini? What is the din eved kaini? Who shenave beloilum v'she'en lecheres ele v'she'en v'ayim. Within Sharo Shevon. So I'm puts it together. There's the Loilam and Tavoidu with Shen Vayim. Says the Ramban in the Hasogas. Lufidait is Shishtei Mitzusen. Shin it's Tavinu Shinabe Beknani Loilam, Loilam Shachre Sebechinum. When it's Tavinu Oishin, Napel Shinu Yaseinu, Yehib Ben Chayinu, Mutter Bavast Yisrael. Ramban says two different mitzvahs. So, I heard from Rav Osher Arieli, he said a very nice word, that the Ramban is the Shittosa. What's the problem in the Rambam? Why are these one mitzvah? Lo'olamim tavoidu and Shen Vayin. Why are they one mitzvah? Hoshav Shat. Because Shen Vayin is an exception to Lo'olamim tavoidu. The Torah says Lo'olamim tavoidu, unless you were Makbel Shen Vayin, then you have to Mishachar. So, it makes sense that it should be one mitzvah. Shen Vayin is the exception. Torah carved out an exception when he was Matbel Rosh Yevorim. Torah carved out an exception to the mitzvah of Le'olam Mem Tavayim. So the Ram counts it as one mitzvah. The Ramban in Gittin is going on the Gemara that Rabbi Leviel was Meshachar as ever in order to make a minyan. So the Rishonim over there ask, how is it mutter to be over in a say of Le'olam Mem Tavayim just in order to make a minyan? It's only a drabonah. So the Ramban answers that the mitzvah of La'olam Em Tavoidu, it says it's similar to Leisichonim. Leisichonim, it's not the same mitzvah, but it's a similar idea. That's stam to be Meshachar. But just like Leisichonim, it's only Bechinom. But if there's a reason, if you have a reason to do it, you have a benefit in doing it, then there's no Issa. It's only Bechinom. So he says, it's not Bechinos. So it says, Ramban, in the Moshul, if somebody would pay you to be Meshachar, they have a Knani, or the Knani himself would pay you to be Meshachar, so he says, there'll be no Isser. So likewise, if you're going to have a minion, so that means you're not doing it Bechinom, you're doing it to make a minion. So it doesn't go in the Isser of Le'olam Mem Tavoidu. So the Fidei Ramban is Shein V'ayin, an exception to Le'isichonim. It's not an exception. You're not doing it Bechinom. You're not doing a bechinom. If the Torah says that if you matbel shen vayin, he has to go out lecheres, that means that being meshacher and eved b'shen vayin is not bechinom. So it has nothing to do with leisichonim. So it's two separate mitzvahs. The Ramban holds shen vayin is not an exception to leisichonim. Anytime you mechuyev to meshacher and eved k'nani, or not even mechuyev, anytime you have a reason to be meshacher and eved k'nani, it bechal doesn't go into leilam and tavoid. It has nothing to do with leilam and tavoid. You're not violating leilam and tavoid. The Rambam apparently didn't hold the way. The Rambam held that the Le'olam Tavoidu is the case. It's a mitzvah, Le'olam Tavoidu. It's nothing to do with, well, it doesn't matter where it's Bechinim or not. Le'olam Tavoidu for the Meshachar Eved K'nani is an asay. So, and the Torah says, by Shein V'ayin, you should be Meshacharim. So that means that by Shein V'ayin, the Hapol of Shein V'ayin is an exception to the din of Le'olam Tavoidu. So mainly it counts as one mitzvah. Le'olam Tavoidu, unless you, it was the feed of the Rambam, it's one mitzvah. Le'olam Tavoidu, unless you're Makbel Shein V'ayin. If you're matul shen va'ayin, then you don't do lo'olam em tavoidu. Kedem Ramban, shen va'ayin is not an exception to lo'olam em tavoidu. Lo'olam em tavoidu, don't be meshachad and bechinom. But if it's not bechinom, there's not a problem. And shen va'ayin is an example of all the things that are not a problem because they're not bechinom. And the truth is, at kapim of Asher, and the truth is, it's meduyuk in the Asher of the Ramban. The Ramban in the Hasogas, here in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he takes stresses. Lefidaiti shishtei mitzvusem. Shenetz tavinu benavid shenavid rebeknaini v'le neshachar oise bechinom. He stresses the bechinom. V'netz tavinu oise shenim napol shinu ve'enoi and so on. I think the Rabban, he purposely put in the word over here bechinom. Because that's exactly the point. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The isser shichur is an isser of shichur bechinom. Shen v'ayin is not bechinom. So shen v'ayin has nothing to do with l'olam b'tavayin. So it should be shtei mitzvus. That's very gishmak. So the Fidei Rambam comes out that the Cheshmer Tayag Mitzvahs, You know, the Ramban is busy. The Rebbe, Tosfos is questioning, why doesn't this impinge on the Tayag Mitzvahs? So the Fidei Ramban, Oilim and Tavoidu will not, the Minyan and Mitzvahs won't be affected by the Machlokes of Kivin Rabbi Shmuel. Because Shen Vayim is for sure a Mitzvah. Even if Oilim and Tavoidu is a Rishus, but Shen Vayim is for sure a Mitzvah. So Oilim and Tavoidu is not a new Mitzvah, it's part of the Mitzvah, Shen Vayim. The Fidei Ramban, that the two separate Mitzvahs, so then Taka will impinge on the Minyan and Mitzvahs. No, the Ramban Taka and the Akdama talks about all these mitzvahs that they should talk affect them in their mitzvahs, and he includes these mitzvahs in Kivin and Bishmal. They're about the Shittos and Eri. Akapanim, Lefid Ramam, two out of the three that Tosfos mentions are not a problem. Kinoi is even according to Bekiv, is only Mitzvahs Chachamim, so that doesn't impinge on the Minyan and Mitzvahs. And Loilem Tavaydu would impinge on the Minyan and Mitzvahs, but it's not a separate mitzvah from Shen Vayim. It's included in the mitzvah of Shen Vayim. So whether the Adam Tavaydu is a Chayiv or a Shus, but Shein V'ayin is for sure a Chayiv. So the Minyan Mitzvah won't be affected. Lo Yitam already would be L'chayiv affected. Lo Yitam would be affected. Then Mr. Fidei Ramam, there's a Ha'ara. We'll talk tomorrow, Mr. Shem. We'll talk about Lo Yitam. Fidei Ramam, there's a Ha'ara. The Ramam learned that Lo Yitam is the source for the mitzvah of Avelus Yom Rishon. The Ramam holds Avelus Yom Rishon is a Deraisa. And the Ramam says, and this is talking mitzvahs Esi Lam Zayin, the Ramam says, Avelus, the mucker and Torah for the mitzvah of Avelus is Lo Yitama. That the Kain is Mitama the Kovov has to do with Avelus. How has to do with Avelus and whole? That's what the Rav Yotzer Shir was about, and whether we'll agree or we won't agree, but it needs to be understood. But Kaponim the Ram says he zuhi ba'atzma mitzvahs evil mitzvahs Avelus says in the pasuk of Lo Yitama. Like was the Rambam in Hilchas Avelus, in the beginning of Hilchas Avelus, it says the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Avelus. Get that. Which is in Hilchas Shaiftim. Why is Hilchas Avelus in Hilchas Shaiftim? The Rambam says because Mitzvahs Avelus is learned out from Lo Yitama, and Lo Yitama has to do with Kfura, and the Mitzvah of Kfura says by Haruge Beis Din, so that's why he put Hilchas Avelus in the Shaiftim together with Hilchas Sanhedrin. So that's interesting by itself, maybe important. But the Rambam in Hilchas Avelus, again in the beginning, Hilchas Avel Yesh B'chol and Arba Mitzvahs Achas Mitzvahs Esi V'Sholish Mitzvahs Leisasei. Zui proton aleph with sabal ala koivim, sabal and relatives. Vafilu koyen mistame umisabel ala koivim. Even a koyen is mitame himself and he's misabel ala koivim. The ainon misabel ala ruge basin, but there's no availus on ruge basin. There's no availus on ruge basin. Lefize. Kalalti halacha seilu b'sefer zeh. That's why I put Hilchas Avelus in Sefer Shoftim. Sheme ein kfur b'yom misu, because it has to do with kfur b'yom misu. She misses essay, which is a mitzvah, the mitzvah of kovetik brenu, and kovetik brenu was said by Haruge Beis Din. Says the Rambam. Therefore, I put Hilchas Avelus in Hilchas Shoftim because it has to do. It's me ein kfur because it's me ein the mitzvah of kfur b'yom misu. Hagam, it can't be mamish me ein kfur because mitzvahs kfur you have by Haruge Beis Din. The mitzvah of kavod kavenu was said by Yerugei Beis Din, and Avelus Ram tells me for some reason he puts it over here also in the introduction that there's no Avelus and Yerugei Beis Din. So obviously Avelus and Kfura are two different worlds. So and yet the Ram says Me'en Kfura that also needs a hesber. A lot of things here that I need a hesber. Not everything do I have a hesber for. So like attention right away in the Rama. Does this din of Avelus and Tumas Tkayanim have to do with Kfura? That's what the Rav Yotzer Shir Lad is about. Does the din that a kain is matami to a karav, does it have anything to do with kfur? The Rav Zanna wants to say it's nothing to do with kfur. I know, that's pretty extreme. The Rav says that the mitzvah that a kain is matami to a karav has nothing to do with kfur. It's that he should be mechal as kahuna as a sign of avails. The Rav does say it's me'en kfur. That's why it's in hukas avails. That's why avails is in hukas shayfim. Because it's me'en kfur b'yam miso. On the other hand, can't say it's mamish. Can't take that rama so literally that mitzvah avelus is mamish main kfura, because avelus does not apply to ruge beis din. And kfura dafku was said by ruge beis din. The ikir mitzvah of kfura was said by ruge beis din. We have a ribui a kovetik reno to be married by shar mason, but the ikir mitzvah was by ruge beis din. So not so clear. But kaponim, in Yonenu, the Rama holds that the mitzvah of Avelus is learned out from Lo Yitama. Yeah, so Kana ben Shoel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Lo Yitama is a Rishus, so does that mean Rabbi Shmuel holds Avelus is only Darabon? Has to be thought about. That would be very, because that would be very, that's very hard to say. Rabbi Shmuel and Kiva are arguing that there's machlekes of shayim if Avelus is the Raisa of the Ramon. But the Ram holds like the Rif that Avelus is there, that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa, and he learns it out from Lo Yitama. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas that there's machlekes of Kiva and Shmuel if Avelus is the Raisa of the Ramon. Has to have Kaminus. But if Lo Yitama is only Rishus, and Lo Yitama is Mitzvah Seva, then where does Rabbi send? Then how is mitzvah? How is the lechera should follow that avelus coming to Rabbi Shmuel is only derabbanan? Yeah, it's done. Okay, we'll have to wait till tomorrow. Okay, very good.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.